as strong if it values the securities it owns at the prices it paid for them years ago. But the relevant question for judging its solvency is what prices those securities could be sold for if it needed cash to pay claims today. Arbitrage. In countries with poorly developed financial markets, commodities and currencies may trade at very different prices in different locations. As traders in financial markets attempt to profit from these divergences, prices move towards a uniform level, making the entire economy more efficient. Raising capital. Firms often require funds to build new facilities, replace machinery, or expand their businesses in other ways. Shares, bonds, and other types of financial instruments make this possible. The financial markets are also an important source of capital for individuals who wish to buy homes or cars, or even to make credit card purchases. Commercial transactions. As well as long-term capital, the financial markets provide the grease that makes many commercial transactions possible. This includes such things as arranging payment for the sale of a product abroad, and providing working capital so that a firm can pay employees if payments from customers run late. Investing. The stock, bond, and money markets provide an opportunity to earn a return on funds that are not needed immediately.